You are listening to the Great Northern Radio Show, broadcasting live from the Chief Theater in downtown Bemidji, Minnesota. This city is set amid the headwaters of the mighty Mississippi, water that tells the story of North America. Most regard Lake Itasca as the starting point, but as many of you know, that lake is fed by many small streams throughout northern Minnesota. The river connects lakes like a dot to dot all the way down to St. Paul and Lock and Dam No. 1. The name Mississippi comes from a French rendering of the Anishinaabe name for the Great River. Some geographers had proposed calling it the Great American River, but that didn't take. It was the Great River long before it was in America. The river flows south to New Orleans, but it has run backwards in its history. The New Madrid earthquake of 1812 created the alarming sight of a north-flowing river for a few hours. And then, when the water levels rise high enough, the Great River sends water back to the receiver, reversing its tributaries and reminding us all who's in charge. But the river faces danger. In addition to geological and environmental threats, the Mississippi River has a new foe in the form of a certain kind of fish, Asian carp, which include bighead, silver, black, and grass carp. You may have heard about Asian carp in the news, an exotic species introduced back in the 70s. These carp breed fast, grow big, and choke native species out of their food sources. Though these rogue carp have yet to reach Minnesota, officials here worry the species will alter the state's famed 10,000 lakes and precious rivers. That is the problem, but there is a solution.
To defend the native waters of Minnesota, the governor has turned to one man, a direct descendant of Zebulon Pike, Walter Troutline Pike. Or as he's known in the river towns, Wally T. Pike, the Pied Carper. We now join him at the governor's mansion of our Midwestern state.
Wally, if the Asian carp reach the capital, we've got no choice but to dispatch the Air National Guard to shoot them down.
Yes, the Asian carp's propensity to leap from the water when agitated makes them a potent aerial danger.
I was elected on three very specific promises. One, I would raise no taxes. Two, I would cut no spending. Three, I would not surrender the state to a master race of mutant foreign fish. I figure the voters will let me wiggle on two of those, but not that last one.
Well, Governor, you should keep your promises a lot more vague when it comes to the hostile water vertebrates. These Asian carp don't care about your politics. They only want to breed where you drink. They're like college students.
Get downriver and find out what's going on. We'll pay you a handsome reward if you keep them in Iowa, where people are used to voting for invasive species every 4 years.
I'll see what I can do, but I've got to warn you, Governor, I'd figure out a way to keep some of your other promises in case the Asian carp break the line.
Oh, geez, anything but that. Betty, we'll need resume paper. Lots of it. Disgraced state executive seeks employment in carp-run oligarchy. Oh, heck. Pike, I need you to come through.
I was traveling south, on a boat, down where the big river starts to get wide. I knew all kinds of fish. There's the northern pike, an ornery fish that cheats at poker. There's the bass, too stupid to hold down steady work. There's the muskie, who's pretty nice, except for that he eats cats if you let him, and you shouldn't. All these fish are natives to the watershed, and I knew how to keep them in line, but these varieties of Asian carp are different. I didn't know what to expect.
Well, Mr. Pike, we're south of Davenport now. We've been seeing all kinds of them Asian carp. We've tried giving them dirty looks and muttering at them, but they stayed away. That usually works on people.
I had hired an Iowan as a river guide. He was clothed in the traditional dress of his people, jeans and a John Deere t-shirt. I made the ceremonial offering of Krispy Kreme donuts, and we had formed a special bond during our journey downriver. His name was Don't Offend the Visitors. Say, what's that over there?
Oh, that's them, all right.
They're starting to jump. Say there, hey, you. You with the big mouth, Mr. Big Eyes. Oh, come on, Asian carp.
Whoa. What'd you say? You say Asian carp?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. That's what you are, Asian carp.
That's what I thought you said. What do you think, just because the eyes are parallel to the mouth, and I got an insatiable appetite for native aquatic species, that I'm Asian?
That's racist.
I don't know about you, pal, but I was born in Illinois. My name's Eddie. You ever heard an Asian named Eddie? I'm an Asian American cop. And if you don't mind, I'm headed north to the good life in Minnesota.
See, about that, I'm here to tell you that life up there, it's only okay. We have so little to offer a carp like you.
A carp like what? Like I'm some kind of monster? I like plants. I like to eat tiny little fish and bugs and stuff. What, like you don't have fish up there? I've been watching the fishing channel. You ask me, pal, you people are monsters.
Now,
that's right.
Now, just a minute. Now, I think we've gotten off to a bad start. All I'm saying is that the people of Minnesota don't want a bunch of new fish to take over the lakes. That's all.
Manifest destiny. You ever heard of that?
Sure,
the divine providence of our kind, pal. Oh, wait a minute. Where are my manners? This here is Shalene. And before you ask, she is, as you would say, with child.
More like 10,000, Eddie.
Yeah, she's got eggs to lay upstream. I wish I knew for sure if all of them were mine.
It got kind of wild back there in the tributary.
Sure did. You're wearing those low-rise weeds like that? Well, I figure either I'm the father or else I ain't the father. Both ways, I can live with that.
Oh, Eddie, you'll be a wonderful father.
Hey, what can I say? I love kids. They're delicious.
Well, I can appreciate your situation, but I've got to lay it all out there. I can't let you come to Minnesota. You've got to stay down here by Muscatine. I hear it's nice. I've never been there, but they have a cable television provider and a vibrant office supply industry. It's a city on the go.
I don't know. We want to get away. I grew up in a river town. Nothing but fighting, running the rackets.
The rackets?
Sure, the rackets, Swallowing native species whole, disrupting ecosystems, digesting my enemies slowly over the course of a work week, jumping up in the air whenever I hear a motor, jacking DNR boats and selling them to give money to the super PACs.
Wow. I heard you guys were rough, but I had no idea.
Yeah, well, let's just say when the new Congress is going to recognize that all the job creation we carp do.
Carp or job creators?
You better believe it. We are the number one domestic consumer of lunch meat. My preference is corned beef, but Shalene here, she likes turkey.
I'm watching my figure. I don't want to look like my mom.
Baby, it's okay. You're eating for 10,000 now.
Well, if you like lunch meat, you'll want to stay down here near the meat processing plants. Up north, it's all crayfish and June bugs. Nothing you'd enjoy. And it gets cold in the winter.
Yeah, well, give me a number.
A number?
Yeah, chump. Temperature. And make it Celsius on account of you being too Asian for me to handle.
I don't know. Minus 20?
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
No, it really gets that cold sometimes.
This Muscatine. They got a mall. Shalene likes the shop.
I need 10,000 hoodies and a case of energy drinks.
Sure, you can get that down here.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Say, I didn't get your name.
Wally Pike.
Pike, huh? A little meta, don't you think?
Well, it's a premise.
Whatever, man. Hey, maybe we come up to Minnesota to visit this summer.
Call first.
Well, okay, if we bring the kids, the ones we don't eat.
call or Facebook. Facebook me.
You on LinkedIn?
Start the motor.
Hey, Shalene, your water motor.
Scientists remain baffled of the inexplicable halt of the Asian carp's migration to northern waters. But every fish in the river knew it was Wally Pike's finest moment.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Stopping aquatic threats wherever they may appear.